For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. Our countdown, the Princess K, continues as we inch closer and closer to the Minnesota State Fair and the crowning of our new Princess K of the Milky Way. And today we go to Todd County and Megan Hollerman joining us from Todd County, one of our 12 finalists. And Megan, first of all, congratulations. And what's this been like since May, this whole finalist situation for yourself? I'm sure it's been pretty exciting for yourself and your family.
Yeah, it's been a dream come true. I always, as a kid, was like, oh, I want to be a Princess K finalist, and I want to be Princess K, and I want to have my head carved in butter. And never did I ever, like, think in my head, yeah, I could do that, and now I'm here, and it's amazing. It's an amazing experience.
Well, talk about yourself and your family. I mean, you're as hands-on as can be when it comes to the dairy industry. You've really taken the reins and saying, hey, I'm going at this full force. And describe your family and your family farm.
So my dad and I milk 400 Holsteins three times a day just outside Bertram, Minnesota. I'm in charge of basic herd health. So when a cow gets sick, when a cow needs anything at all, I'm first phone call. I also do a lot with employee management as well. So I'm the smiling face everyone gets to see every day.
Megan, do you ever get the question from family or maybe just friends or other folks on why the dairy industry? Why did you decide this is your path for yourself?
So actually, I just got this question yesterday. I did an interview with a local newspaper, and she had asked me, you know, the same question you're asking me. And I actually cried a little bit because this is, I left this industry. I actually went into the nursing field for a while, and I was just never satisfied with it. I was very irritable. I missed my cows. I missed my family. And now I'm back with them, and I can't imagine my life without it. I went to college, and I got to meet so many amazing people because we got to tour over 70 farms with Bridgewater College, and I got to meet so many farmers. I got to go overseas, and the dairy industry has given the shirt off their back for me, and I can't imagine doing anything but that for them as well.
You mentioned you teared up a little bit, and I think it's okay, and I think it's just goes to show that farmers in general, they care about what they do, whether it's their land or their equipment, their animals, their families. You're not doing it just to punch in from 9 to 5. You really, truly care about what you do.
Exactly. Yeah, we dairy farmers, just like my dad and I, we're local. We have hearts as big as the eye can see. We are caring and very compassionate, not only about our cattle, we care about our employees, we care about the environment, and we care about each and every one of our consumers as well.
Megan Hollerman joining us, representing Todd County, one of the 12 finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way. I've done interviews with you in the past, whether it's at a convention center. I've even done an interview with you being in a tractor cab. What's your favorite part of being on the farm? Is it the equipment? Is it field work? Is it working hands-on with the cattle? What's the favorite aspect for yourself?
I'd have to say my favorite aspect of being a dairy farmer and being a spokesperson for the dairy industry is getting to be in the parlor with my family and our employees every single day. I get the best of both worlds in a sense. I get to see my cows and be with my cows, but I also get to spend time with some great and amazing people all at the same time.
Megan, just two final questions. First part of the question, have you decided on what you will do with the butterhead? And number two, if you are Princess K, can you just imagine what the next year is going to be like?
So I have not really set anything in stone for my butterhead. I know it's probably not going to stay in my freezer. My dad made me very well aware of that after I was announced as a finalist. He's like, I love you to death, but we're not keeping that thing in our freezer for the next 12 years like you think we might. Have I imagined it? No, because it's unbelievable. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted this, and now that I'm here, I kind of imagine things in my head of getting to represent the many farmers that I've gotten to know so very well, and I couldn't imagine just representing them for a whole year. It would be absolutely, I don't know, it'd be a dream come true. I know that's what everybody says, but it really would.
Megan Hollerman joining us, representing Todd County and one of our finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way. It's our countdown, the Princess K here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joel Gill.